All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful, little cool Saturday, May 16th, 2015. Pleased to be joined in studio by Senior Advisor Zurich Insurance, Dick Kearns. How you doing, Dick?
Great, Anthony. Great to be here. Good morning to you.
I should say I'm here with Mo Kearns and her caddy, Dick Kearns.
Yes. But I never go anywhere without my swing coach.
That's right. Well, it's lovely to have you both in studio. Two of the nicest people in the business, folks. And we have a lot to talk about. So I'm going to go right to my first commercials and burn that right away so we can move on with Dick Kearns, Senior Advisor at Zurich Insurance. Plenty to talk about. What a great, off to a great year you are. The tour is off to a great year, so plenty to get after today.
Look forward to it.
All right. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. Scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to have in studio Senior Advisor Zurich Insurance, Dick Kearns. Dick, how you doing?
Doing great, Anthony. And isn't golf off to a great start this
season?
Oh,
my God. I mean, you know, the tour itself, your golf ambassadorship is off to a great start. But the game itself seems to be, you know, pretty healthy at the moment.
You know, I would say, Anthony, I can't remember when it was ever stronger. I mean, there is, right now you have something for everyone, I think, as we saw coming off that fabulous finish to the Players' Championship last week. But you look at the top 10
right.
in the world right now. And,
sure.
And as I said, there's something for everybody. You have four guys in their 20s. Rory, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler. You've got a couple of old guys,
right?
You know, Henrik Stenson at age 39, Jim Furyk at 45, and then you've got four guys in their prime: Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia, Bubba Watson, all in their 30s.
Yeah,
You know, the game has never had more stars.
Yeah, and I think you put it nicely. I think that, like you said, something for everybody. You have a little bit of the old guard. You have a little bit of the millennial, if you will, and everything in between.
Sure.
But what strikes me off that list that you're talking about, and you can speak to a couple of those guys, but some quality individuals.
Absolutely.
You know,
the game with the young guys is in such good hands.
Yep.
Jordan Spieth, Rory, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler. These guys are not only terrific golfers, they're great people with great stories.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And hopefully we'll get to some of those stories. But just from a, I guess, almost like a macro level, how do you see the health of the game? I mean, you're in the business of the PGA Tour,
sure.
if you will. How do you see the game?
Well, I'll tell you again. If the field is strong, you know, the game and the sponsorship side
mm-hmm.
probably even stronger.
Right.
You know, there are no opening sponsorships on the tour at the moment, and you have to give credit to Tim Fincham
sure.
And his team, because the renewals that are taking place are now like 10-year renewals.
Are they? Wow.
Yeah. That's wow. We re-upped last year for both the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines
right.
And Zurich Classic in New Orleans for 5-year terms through 2019,
mm-hmm.
You know, we think the game and the product is certainly very much value added.
Sure,
but now the sponsorship terms are going out to 10 years. That says a lot to make that kind of commitment because you know these tournaments and investing and doing it the right way. It's an expensive investment. If you do it right, you get a great return.
It's and I want to talk about that return in a second, but just from the perception inspection standpoint, the worlds are so divorced, if you will, like where people are saying the golf industry is struggling. We have to keep, we have wonderful things with drive, chip, and putt and trying to keep kids in the game.
Yes.
But then you talk about it on the business side, and it's like 10-year renewal. I mean, if you're not locked in now, you're not getting in. So you have these perceptions that are so divorced from each other. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I think the positive thing you see working now much more than, I'm going to say, 10, 11 years ago when we first got involved in Zurich in the sponsorship game. But you see now the associations working together. Pete Bevacqua at the PGA of America, working with Mike Davis and the USGA and Fincham and his deputy.
Right. That wasn't necessarily always the case.
No. Right. So I think that people have recognized that, like a lot of other things that happened in the mid 2000s, there was a lot of surplus.
Right.
So we're now seeing, I think, in the game, maybe some courses that were overbuilt, pressures on playing the game, but a lot of the official organization saying, hey, don't worry about the conventional 18-hole format.
Right.
Go out and have fun. Let's make the game fun.
Right. And I think that, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little contraction. I think as long as we end up with people taking care of the people who take care of the game and the people who play the game, then that's a good thing.
Sure. I mean, and there's still lots of avenues for competition for the serious golfer.
Sure.
At the same time, we have to make sure we're attracting the young people. Mm-hmm. And look, for instance, at all the progress the LPGA has been making in the last.
I mean, Michael Wan, if he's not Commissioner of the Year, I don't know who is.
No question. I mean, they have turned that into a very difficult product to sell, to a real high value add.
Sure.
Proposition there.
Now you mentioned value add and just for our listeners, and what are the benefits of being in business with the PGA Tour and specifically when you say value add?
Sure. Well, from a corporate standpoint, and we have our two tournaments are very different in a sense too. We use the Farmers Insurance Open. We have exclusive agents that sell the Farmers product throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's great to be able to bring those agents together.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually the high-performing ones. There's incentives to participate in the tournament. And it brings them together in an environment where we can use the time together to deliver key messages to them.
Sure.
At the same time, celebrate, their success. And in an atmosphere with the PGA Tour and their players, which is really high class, high energy, and people feel good about and trust the product.
Right.
That's the most important thing, trust the product.
Yep.
The same time in the Zurich Classic, we use that to entertain customers, brokers. We bring people from all around the country to that, and we engage as well there in community service activities. New Orleans, which will have the 10th year anniversary of Katrina this August, there's still lots of work to be done.
Sure.
The city looks great. I think, and Mo would agree, that the city's probably never looked better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still lots of work to do. So when we bring folks down there, we have them engage in some activities with the organizations we support there, like the St. Bernard Project.
Yes.
People actually, when they're not on the golf course, they're out with hammers and screwdrivers and saws.
Right.
And they're helping rebuild homes.
Right.
Visiting St. Michael's Special School, which is a great charity, a great organization in New Orleans that mm-hmm. we support. We've actually provided them with over $1 million in the last 10 years of financial support. I don't think they probably would have existed and survived Katrina without that.
Right.
So it's also a way, I think the great thing here about the PGA Tour is organizations talk about corporate responsibility.
Right.
And here's a way to make that come alive by giving back, by involving people
mm-hmm.
In the communities in which they live in a service orientation, and all for great causes.
I think I know you're proud to be involved with both the Farmers and Zurich, but I think being that the situation with Katrina and what's happened to New Orleans, it has to be special to be able to give back in the ways that you guys do.
We're very proud. It was interesting that we had just completed the first Zurich Classic
mm-hmm.
In April of 2005, and then 3 months later, the devastation hit.
Right.
We did have an out in the contract and could have walked away, but it didn't take us long to say, look, You know, this is an example of how we can show people
right.
that insurance companies do care.
Right, exactly.
And so a lot of people and organizations came through for the photo op there. We've been there ever since. It's become like a second home to many of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationships that we've helped establish there are just terrific. And it serves as a constant reminder of this is why we do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And I think it was a smart move to stay and to dig in and to, like you said, I mean, people, you know, sometimes think insurance companies are, you know, will give you an umbrella when it's sunny out, you know, and yeah. that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But you guys really dug in and said, no, this is what we do. We help people get back on their feet, and we're going to be a part of this rebuild.
Yeah,
and
will.
That's tremendous.
And hopefully for many years now.
Absolutely. Speaking of the farmers in the Zurich, does it get any better? You have two ambassadors, and we'll get to the ambassadorship program, but two successful tournaments, an exciting one in the farmers, right? Four-man playoff
with Jason Day winning, who had just signed on a few weeks before as our Zurich ambassador.
Yeah.
So a great win for him.
Yeah.
And we battled a little bit with the fog out there in that tournament.
Yes, that was crazy.
We had a little bit of the Tiger drama. That's when he had his pitching yips.
Yep.
And some of us watching him on the range shanking shots, it was a real head scratcher. But a great ending. And in New Orleans, fantastic tournament as well. Justin Rose, who's was one of our first two guys.
Is Justin he your
Rose
longest?
And Ben Crane, back to 2010. And he's such a wonderful, wonderful guy, and such a great champion. And the thing about that was he really wanted to win that, and he went out and he got it done in great fashion.
That and it was a shoot. I mean, I think he was like 22 under or something. That was some performance.
Yes, that was a record-setting accomplishment at 22 under. There again, we had a lot of weather challenges.
Yep.
The week before the tournament, they took on about 10 or 11 inches of rain, which is tough when you're below sea level.
Right, exactly.
And then we had rainouts on Friday afternoon. We got some play in on Saturday morning, and then Saturday afternoon was a total washout.
Right.
And so we did have lifting in place underway for Friday and Saturday,
right,
which probably helped with the low scores. But hats off to Steve Worthy, the tournament director there, the Four Kids Foundation, and the green staff at TPC Louisiana for being able to get us done on time on Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Jumping back to the farmers, you guys had a wonderful thing where a guy, one of the Navy SEALs, obviously San Diego has a SEAL base nearby.
Yes.
What a tremendous ceremony, if you will.
It was the most gripping 18th green ceremony I've ever seen. And interestingly, the plan was for a Navy SEAL to jump out and parachute down with the Torrey Pines trophy on his back to land on the green. Now, so the plane was up there that we went to overtime.
Right, of course.
We're in a playoff situation.
So they're circling,
we got Jason Day back on the 18th green, and the Navy SEAL comes down. He's got the red vapor coming out of his
the parachute.
And lands, takes the trophy off his back, and hands it to the Century Club chairman, who then of course presented it to Jason Day. And Jason, of course, he had no idea any of this was happening.
Right.
And he grabbed the microphone and he said to the crowd, "If this doesn't make you proud, be an American. And let's all give thanks to these people in the armed services who protect our way of life here." And this from an Australian, 27-year-old.
Exactly.
I mean, it was just great. Everybody just fell in love with him.
Yeah,
they already love him.
I wish they would have. I wish we would have been able to see that on TV, and people get to see that part. You know, that part of his story, because it's a lovely story. Lovely wife, lovely child.
Great guy.
Great kid.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of, one of the great things about being able to be there live is a lot of the things that hit the cutting room floor for the networks or the Golf Channel are really inspirational.
Yeah, and the things that really, provide insight into a person's character and who they are.
Absolutely.
But, you think it's easy being involved with the PGA Tour. You've got Marine Layer coming in every morning. You've got overtime, plane circling. You know, it's not easy putting on a show, is it?
It's behind the scenes is a lot of white knuckle
exactly.
Moments for sure.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 60 seconds and more with Dick Kern, Senior Advisor of the Zurich Insurance Company. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorcher.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
La Marmite Restaurant is a Long Island landmark. The tradition remains, but the menu, music, and vibe are all new. Golfers enjoy our wine selections from the vineyards of Ernie Els, Luke Donald, Jack Nicklaus, and Jim Nance, along with music on Friday and Saturday nights. Visit our website at lamarmiterestaurant.com for more details. Choose La Marmite for your next night out. We'll make it a special one.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. In studio is the lovely Mo Kearns and her husband, Dick Kearns, Senior Advisor of Zurich Insurance. Mo, I'm talking to Mo. Yeah, yeah. I've already bypassed you.
We'll get her up. We'll get her on this mic sooner or later.
Dick, you're instrumental in part of the Golf Ambassador Program that Zurich has, and it's a number of golfers and something for everybody, like you said earlier about the top 10 in the world. I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about one of the other things that you're doing other than just having these individuals on your team. You're producing videos for some of the people, and you've released a couple of them,
right?
Justin Rose, Billy Horschel, right. and Lexi Thompson, which I thought all very good. Like you said, we were talking about trying to show the real character of these individuals and some of the true inspiration behind their stories. And people know the Justin Rose story, obviously, in the Open Championship and his struggles of missing, 21 or 22 cut straights after that. I thought, and I want to go back, and I want to talk about that video because there were some really poignant pieces to that, but also Billy Horschel and his father, a construction worker, and
that's
replacing
great.
All the windows in the house because, they had about 100 yards and he kept on, he just got too big for the guy for his backyard. Those are really lovely videos. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we're very proud to have these people represent our brand, and we put a lot of time into selecting them. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to my our friends at the CAA Golf.
Sure.
Billy McGriff and Ben Gannett, who we've worked with now for 11 years. They help us really go through and constantly vet the kinds of people that we want to be associated with. And the more that we got to know these individuals and their stories, we were very moved by them. We thought, mm-hmm. Let's tell their story. Let's give the opportunity to tell their story because, as much broadcast coverage gets, that you really get to,
drill down
and find out about these people. And Justin's story is one his story of being so successful so young and then going through that dry spell and the perseverance and the hard work that he put into it. And you would never know, dealing with this man, when we have him in front of our customers and brokers and our own Zurich employees, he is such a stand-up guy, and he's got great messaging, I believe, truly, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me if he hears this, but I think, along with a lot of other people, that at some point, the guy sitting up in that booth with the Jim Nance or the next Jim Nance,
right,
it's going to be Justin Rose because he has that kind of just personality and ease, and he's a terrific communicator.
And the relationship with his father, I thought, was especially poignant. I mean, and the fact that he was able to win a few times in that last bit of time they had together.
Absolutely.
He tells a story about how he was walking by the putting green at one of the tournaments and he remembered he saw his father giving him a lesson, and he just went on fire. I mean, he said it just set him off. He started crying, it's just to see the way he speaks about his father and how at least he was so happy to give back to his father, had given back so much to him.
And he's a great dad to his two children
and
his lovely wife, Kate. They're a wonderful family, great people to be around.
How does that go when you sit around the table? I mean, you know, what's that process like when you think about people that, you know, that you want to consider?
Right.
Is it a long process? Is it that like?
It's ongoing. Right? Yeah. And we put a lot of work into it. Now, we started this in 2010, which means we really started it in about 2009.
Right. Of course.
Go through the guys, and we go through a process where we spend time with them because it's not just about how they do on the course.
Right.
What we want to do is it's important to us what kind of personality and what kind of integrity are they going to bring to this interaction with our customers?
Sure.
And so we try to pick guys that are obviously very good at what they do, or they wouldn't be on the tour.
Sure.
But then we really go for quality people that we know are going to be fun to be with, interesting to be with, and there's another aspect of this too, which I think is important for the players. We give them an opportunity to grow.
Sure.
As well.
I don't think it's a one-way street.
Absolutely.
Terms.
So the guys enjoy being with each other. When we use them for corporate events during the course of the year, we usually use two or three of them at a time, which makes it a better experience for our customers and brokers that we're spending time with them. They feed off each other, and as a result, they have a lot of fun. And I think that they're very loyal to us.
And you have what I love is it's a nice orchestra of personalities. Justin Rose, who's a complete gentleman. You have maybe a little older, where you have a younger Jason Day, maybe Ricky Fowler.
Right.
You just have a nice group of individuals who all bring Ben Crane, who's a character. That piece on Golf Channel, I don't know if you saw.
Yes.
About who's Ben Crane? Or did you know Ben Crane's in the Zurich or whatever championship he was playing in, and no one knew who he was.
The zany Ben Crane.
Yeah, and so that's fun. It's nice to have a little bit of something for everybody.
So what we also wanted to do when we started the program, and I think it's still today as we run through the roster of players, we're a large global organization. We operate in over 170 countries around the world. We're different than a lot of the other big insurance carriers in that we do have these global footprints. So we wanted to have players that we could use in a European marketplace, in an Asian and Asia Pacific, also in South America, East Coast, West Coast, and so that also is an element. There's no formula to it, but we try and balance and make sure that the markets that we operate in have people that we can bring into and have an immediate impact.
How much of it has been? How much of a boon is it for you to grab and be able to get a hold of Lexi Thompson now? That seems like a wonderful fit for you, and comes from a wonderful family, and seems like I hate to say this but she seems like a sweet girl.
She is.
I mean, I know she's a grown woman, but
yeah, she's a terrific addition to the program. We with the change in the PGA Women's Championship, which has been traditionally held in Rochester, that Wegmans was the sponsor for many years. That's moving down to Westchester Country Club next month. KPMG is the title sponsor, and Zurich is one of the founding sponsors as well, along with another two companies. And so this commitment for us for the LPGA, and we wanted to have a brand ambassador to represent us there.
Sure.
Lexi's terrific. I mean, she's already won a major.
Yep.
She's
one of two major champions on your list.
Absolutely. And I had the opportunity to play golf with her, which is a humbling experience. And just running up quickly after was to try and get the ball up in her airstream.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The tees aren't forward enough for us to play up with her.
Terrific athlete and a wonderful, wonderful person. And we had her down at the Pro-Am at the Zurich Classic because her two brothers, Nick and Curtis, were also playing in the event as well. So it was a big family affair.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, because I know that Keegan Bradley and all that kind of stuff, and Keegan's a local, played with St. John's,
John's.
And you're familiar with him, Wheatley Hills,
right.
And so, but how bad does he feel about that whole situation just happening at all?
Yeah, it's, and by the way, I thought he handled himself very well throughout that whole process, but I think he realizes that he was an older veteran player.
Yep.
Into his head a little bit.
Yep.
He might regret how he reacted, which I said I thought was very professional. Right. But he doesn't regret that he reacted.
Right.
And he was protecting his turf, doing his thing.
Right.
And Keegan's a great guy. He's I think ready to break through.
Definitely.
He's had 7 top 25 finishes this year, so he's close.
Yep, absolutely. He strikes me as a kind of guy who is very hard on himself, and probably I knew it just seemed like he'd be the type of guy that would feel bad that it's seen even happen, because he very rarely you see you get a feel for certain guys. He just doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
No, absolutely. So I think he'll get over it quickly and get back in the winner's circle.
Absolutely.
Soon, joining our other ambassadors.
Exactly. Real quick, because I have to get to a real break, but how much fun is Jamie Donaldson?
Jamie Donaldson, what a terrific guy. Mo and I spent some time with him out at Torrey Pines. Mm-hmm. We had met him for the first time when he signed on with us. Wonderful guy. Great to have a beer with.
Right.
Is enjoying his time on the PGA Tour and doing very well. He had a great, strong finish at the Players.
He sure did,
last Sunday. So we look for great things for him. He's going to be over in Europe for a few weeks now, probably through the Open Championship. Yeah, but a great addition to the team, and again, another resource for us to use on our big European, especially UK business.
Love when you hear like "great to have a beer with." You know, those are the kinds of people you want, and that's to represent you and to be a part of.
He is a lot of fun and an interesting guy, and very, very extroverted.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
It's here at last. Golf season. South Shore Golf specializes in golf club repair, re-ripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
There's a fire. All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by Senior Advisor Zurich Insurance, Dick Kearns. Dick, we only have a few minutes, so I thought we'd do a little, we have about 1 minute, actually. So I figured we'd do a little word association. So when you have a nice little roster of here, but
great.
When I say the name Ricky Fowler, what's the word that comes to mind?
Awesome, the future of the game. Incredibly dynamic personality.
Excellent. Jason Day.
Jason Day. Wow. What an incredible golfer and a great story. A man who is a great family man.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets this thumb under control, watch out. He's going to be world number one.
Lexi Thompson.
The future of the LPGA. Just an incredible golfer and inspiring model.
Yeah. I think charming and powerful.
Oh, absolutely.
don't be fooled by the look.
Right.
Exactly. She'll drive it 300 yards and ram it down your throat and won't feel one bit about it. Bit bad about it. All right, last one, Keegan Bradley.
Keegan Bradley, a great American success story. A guy who has come out of nowhere from the St. John's and working in the bag room at Wheatley Hills to a major championship winner. He's got a great career ahead.
Yep, I feel like he's a little homegrown, Billy Horschel.
Billy Horschel, passion.
Style.
What a fun guy to be with. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mo can't wait to see his outfit every week.
Absolutely.
I
can't wait
guy.
To see his outfit every day, every week. He's got some good stuff. Well, Dick, I can't thank you enough to have you on the program and to provide a lot of the insight behind the scenes from an administrative level. It's not stuff that we get to hear all the time and be a part of. So really, thank you so much for being part of the program and for bringing Mo down today and being in studio. I really appreciate it.
Enjoyed it, Anthony. Hope we get to do it again.
Oh.
Always plenty to talk about with golf.
Absolutely. My door is always open for you. So whenever you're ready to come back, you just come on in.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right. That was Dick Kearns, Senior Advisor at Zurich Insurance Company. Thank you, folks, for joining me this weekend. And enjoy the weekend. Hopefully you get out and play a little bit. And we'll see you next weekend. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.